USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Millions of Americans are expected to travel this week for Thanksgiving. That's despite the CDC urging everyone to stay home and limit gatherings to their households. The TSA saying they've screened more than 2 million people at the nation's airports on Friday and Saturday. Todd Ellerin is an infectious disease expert. He says all this traveling is
very concerning, and you know how we've done after holidays in the past, whether it was Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day. We've had surges after all these holidays.
Stocks posting gains on the positive vaccine news. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rising 327 points to close at 29,591. The S&P adding 20 points to 35,77. And the NASDAQ gaining 25 to close at 11,880. This is USA Radio News.
President Trump has exposed the big media. Phony polls, voter fraud, fake news, and everyone is turning away from Fox News. If you're tired of Fox, you can now watch Newsmax TV. President Trump is tweeting about Newsmax all the time. Millions are tuning in, and Newsmax is breaking records. Watch Newsmax TV every night for Greg Kelly, Sean Spicer, Chris Salcedo, and more. Plus, get the latest from Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Alan Dershowitz, Diamond and Silk, and Mike Huckabee. President Trump says he watches Newsmax and likes it. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your cable guide. Also get Newsmax TV for free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, and even smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Download the free Newsmax TV app on your iPhone or Android and watch us anytime, anywhere. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Many are flocking to testing sites before taking to turkey this Thanksgiving.
Families that are determined to get together for Thanksgiving are determined to do it safely, and many are taking advantage of coronavirus testing sites. A long line of D.C. residents converged on testing sites over the weekend as a steady stream of motorists zipped into the parking lot to get their noses swabbed. The goal for many is to test negative, then quarantine themselves in order to stay negative before visiting friends and family for the holiday. And Thanksgiving gatherings this year will be like no other, with lunch or dinner possibly planned for outside. Anyway, you need to gather with those you're most thankful for. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Senator Chuck Grassley says he's still feeling good after recently testing positive for the coronavirus. The 87-year-old Iowa Republican tweeting that he is working from home and looking forward to being back in the Senate after Thanksgiving. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
President Trump's legal team sent out a statement that attorney Sidney Powell has no role in their efforts, saying Sidney Powell is practicing law on her own. She is not a member of the Trump legal team. That's according to Rudy Giuliani and Jenna Ellis. As the legal challenges continue for President Trump's team, this constitutional law professor, Jonathan Turley, says we need to start seeing evidence of voter fraud.
The Trump campaign still needs to put forward this evidence that they say is forthcoming, because they said in the last press conference that that was an opening statement. We really need to move to the closing statement. We need to see the evidence. They need to put it into the record. They have raised voting irregularities, but what all of us have been saying is show us something more systemic, something that is going to change significant votes. And they said that evidence will be forthcoming.
Pat Quinn, co-founder of the ALS Bucket Challenge, died Sunday at the age of 37. The Ice Bucket Challenge raised more than $200 million for ALS research, some saying the challenge was the greatest social media campaign in history. A federal court ruled that Tennessee can begin enforcing a pro-life law that bans abortions on the basis of a diagnosis of Down syndrome based on race or gender of the fetus. More news can be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.